work things out with you. If I could start with a joke or two, get a smile to come out of you, give you all that I've got and give, so we could sing a song like the angels did.
Welcome back to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. It's an early morning music and advice show for all you weekend warriors. If you are up and listening to me at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, congratulations, you are who this show is for. You can also hear older episodes on the audio archives page at WKZE.com if you're so inclined. Dawn Patrol is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors Auto Repair and Maintenance, just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at WKZE.com. And by the Kingston Farmers Market every Saturday in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. KingstonFarmersMarket.org. Let's get back into some music here on Dawn Patrol before we get down to our listener advice question for the day. Got Harry Styles from his great Harry's House album, Grape Juice.
One, two, three.
Sunny and seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the House of Love. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away.
Easy Star All-Stars on 98.1 KZE from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts dub band cover album. I'm a real Easy Star kick lately. Harry Styles before that. Grape Juice. It's KZE. You're listening to Dawn Patrol. When we return, I've got a listener advice question to dig into.
High Meadow School, a progressive, grassroots independent school that fosters creative and intellectual discovery, civic engagement, and personal growth. High Meadow School strives for a diverse and inclusive culture that honors each child's approach to constructing knowledge. High Meadow School celebrates the joy of learning and the power of community by connecting teachers, students, and parents through volunteerism and cultural events. At High Meadow, children from nursery, pre-K, and kindergarten through eighth grade learn and grow with a curriculum rooted in the progressive education movement, which emphasizes educating the whole child, connecting their physical, emotional, and intellectual self with the natural world. High Meadow Learning moves from the classroom to the campus fields, pond, trails, and garden for nature studies, science teaching, and outdoor play. High Meadow School, a progressive, grassroots, independent school in Stone Ridge, New York. HighMeadowSchool.org.
Bardavan presents Lyle Lovett and Lisa Loeb in conversation and song at UPAC, Saturday, May 11th.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
Grammy winner Lyle Lovett and Lisa Loeb bring a rare, intimate performance to Kingston.
You say, I only hear what I want tickets at UPAC, Bardavon, and Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and Lisa Loeb, Saturday, May 11th at UPAC.
Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. It's a music and advice show, so let's get down to the advice. If you'd like to send me an advice question or a story or just a conversation topic for Dawn Patrol, I would love to have them. MK at WKZE.com. Thanks to everybody who's written in so far. Today's listener writes, "Dear MK, my husband has a tendency to act like the things I enjoy are lame or uncool. Like, for example, we'll be driving and I'll put on a song I like that I think he might enjoy too, and he'll say it stinks and criticize how boring the melody is or how dumb the lyrics are. Or like, I enjoy Love is Blind, even though I know it's kind of a guilty pleasure, but I can only watch it when he's not home because he won't just let me enjoy it. He has to sit there and scoff and say how dumb and fake it is. I know it's dumb and fake, but can't I just enjoy the dopamine hit in peace? He has plenty of interests that aren't really my thing, but I would never call them stupid or imply that he's dumb or immature or basic or whatever for liking them. To me, different people like different things, and that's totally fine. I don't understand why he has to put mine, and by extension, me, down. When I express this to him, he says it's not that serious, or he'll say okay and that he'll stop, but he always starts up again. Any advice for me?" That is a great question, very well thought out, and clearly you've done a lot of thinking about this already. So I'm going to think about it too and see what I come up with. Meanwhile, we are going to listen to just one song in this set of music, but it's a 20-minute song. It's Goose doing Vampire Weekends 2021.
Thank you. I shouldn't wait three. I don't wanna be. 2021, will you think about us? Copper goes green, steel beams go rust. It's a matter of.
Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. We just heard Goose with 2021, January 5th to be exact. That was commissioned by Vampire Weekend. They asked for a 20-minute, 21-second version of 2021, and boy, did Goose deliver. I feel like Goose always delivers. It's Dawn Patrol. It's a music and advice show. We had a really great question from a listener today whose husband is yucking their yum. They're trying to enjoy music and shows and whatever else, and their husband is walking through the room going, "This sucks, why are you watching this?" One of the things you said I thought was right on the ball. You said, "I don't understand why he has to put my interests and by extension me down." And that's really the crux of it. And that's what I think people maybe don't realize they're doing when they yuck somebody's yum. Whether or not the message is intended this way, the message is generally received not just as, "I don't like Love is Blind." The message is received as, "You're dumb for liking Love is Blind. You're wrong for liking Love is Blind." And you know, you used some words too, stupid or dumb or immature or basic. Basic is a big one. You know, I feel, listener, like you probably already know this, but I feel like it bears discussion that it's pretty prescient that, you know, your husband is the one doing this, and, you know, without doxing you, giving your name away, you do have a female name, so I don't know if you identify as female, but that's kind of the dynamic that you seem to be experiencing. And it's so often that dynamic where men will just generalize here, men will criticize and put down things that are traditionally quote unquote for women, right? And it's rooted in misogyny. It's rooted in this cultural perception that things that are for women are trivial, are frivolous, are silly, are stupid. And that's really not fair. You know, what makes football so much more intellectually stimulating than, I don't know, I guess I'll use Love is Blind again, just because that's the example you gave, and I can't think of anything else. But you know what I mean? Like, why are traditionally male interests and activities and hobbies, why are these okay to like? Why are these, you know, not embarrassing? And the things that are for us are embarrassing and are bad. And I think we all know the answer to that because of misogyny and the patriarchy. But your question was, any advice for you? And you know, are there ways that I imagine you would like this to stop? And you're wondering if I have any thoughts on how you could make it stop. I think you got to call him out every single time. I think every time he does it, you got to go, "You're doing it again." You put on a song in the car, he says, "This song sucks, I don't like blah blah blah." "You're doing it again. I like this song. Just let me like this song. I don't care that you don't like it. It's fine that you don't like it. Let me like it. You're being rude." And yeah, tell him he's being rude, because he is being rude. You're watching a TV show, he walks through the room, he starts criticizing it. "You're doing it again. You're being rude. I don't do this to you." Just every single time, you gotta call it out. Hopefully it'll stop, because, you know, I'm sure he's not a bad guy. In other respects, you married him, so you probably like him. but yeah, man, he's got to stop. I'm mad at him for you. This has gone on long enough for now. We will chat a little bit more after a little message from our sponsors here. It's Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bruce Milner of Transcendental and the one-hit wonder group Every Mother's Son. After 15 years of practicing dentistry in West Hurley on Tanglewood Road, we decided to move up the road closer to Woodstock to Levon Helm Boulevard and Maverick Road. The new Transcendental has wonderful light, a view of the mountains, and we are able to hang all this artwork that I've collected over the years. So it's not just a wonderful dental office, but it's a pretty nice art gallery. In our new space, we do cosmetic dentistry, orthodontics, Invisalign. I do root canal therapy as a periodontal treatment. Been doing implants for the last 15 years. My favorite service that we offer is one visit, crowns, and bridges. And I do all the other stuff as well. And it all can happen at 2 Maverick Road, the new Transcendental.
Transcend Dental, Dr. Bruce Milner, now on Maverick Road in Woodstock, transcenddental.net. Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. Talking about a listener today whose partner is yucking their yum. Don't yuck people's yums, man. And if you don't know what I mean, don't put down other people's interests. Don't tell somebody that an artist they like is stupid or a show they like or whatever it is. Books, hobbies. You know, listener, you said it best. You said different people like different things, and that's totally fine. You don't understand why he has to put your interests and by extension you down. And that's the thing, is that when we put down other people's interests by extension, we are putting down their entire person. And that's not cool. We don't want to do that. And it's probably not what we mean to do either. So, my advice stands, listener. I think the best thing I can tell you to do is to just call him on it every single time he does it. Tell him he's being rude. Tell him straight up that he's hurting your feelings. And I imagine it's got to stop. I mean, if he's getting called out every single time, he's got to see it eventually. Even if he's annoyed about it, let him be annoyed about it. He's being annoying. He's being rude. I hope he stops. Let me know. Follow up, I guess, if you feel like it. You don't have to, but I'd like to know. Let's get back to the music. We got a little bit more before we're done. Let's get some Ariana Grande going.
Step up the tour bus, nobody knows us. Get in the car like skip. Staying up all night, order me pad thai. Then we gon' sleep till noon. Me with no makeup, you in the bathtub. Bubbles and bubbly, ooh. This is a pleasure, feel like we never like this regular. Imagine a world like that.
we go like up till I'm asleep on your chest. Love how my face fits so good in your neck. Why can't you imagine a world like that? Imagine a world. Can you imagine? 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 Imagine.
time, you know the feeling.
Half empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns aplenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. I write you a story, but it loses its thread, and all of my keep turning up, keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture of Pulaski's night. Come back to Chicago, city of, city of light. Come back to Chicago.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE, you're listening to Dawn Patrol. That was Andrew Bird, of course, Pulaski at Night. Christine and the Queens before that, and Ariana Grande at the top with Imagine off the Thank You Next record. This has been MK. Thank you so much for hanging out. It's been kind of a heavy one today. I feel like I got a little heated talking to this listener, so I hope the advice helped, and if you'd like to send me advice for future episodes, mk@wkze.com, or rather, if you'd like to send me questions, you could send me advice too if you want, or send me stories or discussion topics, mk@wkze.com. Dawn Patrol is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors in Highland, New York, 255-2500, save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at wkze.com, and by the Kingston Farmers Market every Saturday in the county courthouse parking lot uptown, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Kingston Farmers Market. .org. Got one more for you tonight, Nancy Sinatra with my favorite James Bond theme. Bluegrass Review is up next. I will talk to you next week.